You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. State lawmakers wrapped up their session last week without voting for the Medical Aid in Dying Act, which would allow terminally ill adults to ask their doctors for life-ending medication. WAER's Scott Willis reports the legislation has generated plenty of discussion surrounding end-of-life issues and about the ethical dilemmas posed by this complicated and emotionally charged topic.
Some of us have witnessed a family member or friend with cancer or other painful disease live out their final weeks or months in discomfort and probably wondered if their suffering could have ended sooner. Medically assisted death has been gaining support. 10 states and the District of Columbia now allow it. Dr. Kim Overby is a clinical ethicist and professor of the practice at Cornell University.
A couple things that I think may be factoring in here. One is that Americans tend to prioritize autonomy or the right to self-determination and have control and independence.
And the other, she says, is most Americans don't like to think about death, talk about it, or plan for it.
And when they do, they often express fear about untreated symptoms, particularly pain, and this loss of control at the end of life. And I think aid in dying laws are maybe falsely juxtaposed as sort of a peaceful death to what is perceived as being a frightening experience of dying, you know, attached to machines and having little say or control.
New York's proposed legislation would give terminally ill patients, under very specific circumstances, the option to seek a doctor willing to help end their lives. This can present an ethical dilemma.
There are doctors in the community that feel that doctors are healers, and we have our patient's best interest at heart, obviously, and they feel that this would go against being a healer to help someone end their life.
That's Dr. Mary Ann Millar, president of the Onondaga County Medical Society and a practicing gynecologist.
On the other hand, equally passionately, there are physicians around the country that help patients with transitioning into death, and they feel also very passionate that they are alleviating pain and helping people to transition into that next stage.
Millar says the county and state medical societies have long been opposed to medical aid in dying. Dr. Overby at Cornell says it conflicts with the goals of medicine.
The traditions of this profession are to emphasize care and comfort, and that physicians really should not participate in intentionally ending a person's life. And I think a lot of physicians and healthcare professionals feel that this would fundamentally change the nature of the patient-clinician relationship and ultimately undermine patient trust.
Overby says there's also concern that legislation would undermine public health efforts to prevent suicide because some see it as a rational way to deal with suffering. Dr. Millar with the Medical Society says the legislation should not be seen as an alternative to hospice, for example.
We don't want anyone to have to suffer at the end of their life, so we want adequate pain control, both emotionally and physically. And one thing, too, that the Medical Society is looking into now are educational opportunities in residency for our physicians and physicians who are practicing, so that physicians are aware of all the options for their patients.
One of the major concerns for both clinicians and for individuals is there may be some decisions opting for this practice that might not have been made if the person had access to, you know, other supports. For example, concern about untreated or inadequately treated depression or other mental health issues. There is variability in access to mental health, hospice, palliative care, and social support services.
Dr. Overby with Cornell says medical aid in dying is so complex with its almost unlimited number of circumstances that it's very difficult to properly address with legislation. The Medical Society's Dr. Millar says any measure would also have to include safeguards against potential abuse by doctors and patients.
Even though the Medical Society, we do oppose this legislation, it doesn't mean we don't want to be at the table. So we want to help the legislators. We want to read the bills and help them to make it as good as it possibly can be so that there aren't abuses and that only patients who are really at the end of their life that get this kind of care. One of the good things about this discussion is it's also focusing more on the end-of-life care that we have now and how can we make it better.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.